everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we're watching the final episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Crown and Punishment. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this episode, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! Crown and Punishment was the 32nd and final episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on November 12, 2007, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Mark Beasley. You know, I just realized that was probably the most violent volcano eruption in the entire history of the entire Earth. And the jewels will
do something like that. Amazing. Careful, Rose.
Hey, look, he has a box.
Thank you.
They had one under their nose the entire time. Uh-oh.
Thank you, Mr. Hartford, for without you, I may never have found all the jewels. I'll remember you fondly. Get them!
Oh, this is our customary final fight to destroy the base kind of thing, except that would be rude. It's a house. Oh! At least the TV's still there. That's actually kind of funny, falling into the sarcophagus. That's... anyway. Oh, and all those model cars! Oh, no! That's terrible, too. Hey, he's fighting them? Never saw this. Oh, it's not doing well, though. Never mind. Were we getting blasts before? Oh, that's a neat trick. Oh, watch out for the computers! Oh, just... okay, destroy the valuable maps. That's fine, too. That pool table is never going to be played the same way ever again. Oh. Okay, never mind. I just noticed these guys sound like dogs barking sometimes. Ew. Not that that's not a good sound, but it's... Well, it's kind of an annoying sound, but also you don't want to beat up dogs. Oh, that looks valuable. But at least they didn't break. They just bounced around. That's nice. Wow, that was the slowest blast I've ever seen.
It is over. Give me the jewels or I'll finish what I've started.
Don't do it. Keep fighting. I'm not important. You are to me.
Hey, he fixed his hair while walking over to give them the jewels. That's nice. Good job, Andrew.
I want them all.
Don't. That's everything we fought for.
Sorry, Mac. Your life's important to us, too.
That line was given with such conviction.
To give away the jewels.
I did it for me. I couldn't make that sacrifice. No matter what else happens to us, you give me another day, another hour with you.
Oh, kind of tugs right on your heartstrings, doesn't it?
I love you too, Dad.
Aww, he even called him Dad.
Now, while we're still breathing, gather the team. This is not over.
Oh yeah, the house, one floor of the house is messed up. But, you know, their base is still in good shape, right? They didn't go down there.
Service to me has been terminated. You stay behind and take care of our house guests.
Did you hear that, Bella? Flurious left some chillers behind to take care of us. Do you think they'll make us some lunch?
Norg?
I don't think it's that kind. Oh! What? He gets one of these every season, I guess.
Could not have chosen a better team. But what now?
Orange Ranger and SPD? What's his name? In Mystic Force, and then now here.
We celebrate.
And we give everyone a line except Will. Nice.
Clurious is on the move.
Let's go, team.
You've raised a fine voice.
Oh, hey, that's where the legendary Rangers show up, too. That's a very important place. That's a lot of chillers, too. I'm guessing they're not all there. Oh. All the jewels have the same color as the Rangers. Interesting. Did I point that out before? Why is he making it cold? Oh, never mind. Yeah, no way he's making it cold. Oh, hey! We've seen this part in the intro since halfway through the season, right? Except that Rose's hair was different. Also, I'm not sure if I was muted or not, but this canyon is the same quarry, canyon, whatever. Oh, this is cool. That's nice. I like it. I mean, they moved, but I like it. Anyway, this is the same quarry canyon place where the legendary rangers show up in Megaforce. Super Megaforce, sorry. And I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but the crown, the jewels in the crown are all the same color as the rangers. Minus Mercury. That was probably part of the Hartford's plan, I guess. Now, this monster is from the Sentai, but I'm pretty sure the fight is mostly pretty much American footage. What was the point of the explosion on that one? It didn't affect anything. Oh, good. Don't shoot him. Yeah, you missed. Totally. And all of you. There you go. See, this is the Sentai footage now. Oh, yeah. Zords? This isn't gonna work, though, is it? Yeah. Oh, you know why? It's because they didn't use Sentinel Knight for that. Where is Sentinel Knight? Well, there's still another Megazord left, or four or five. No human can ever defeat me, as long as I have the crown. Maybe not a human, but I can. Meg, are you sure? I'm not human. I'm just fine with that. All right, this is actually one of the coolest morphs. Yeah. One thing the Power Rangers series does better than the Sentai for this season is being a little more, creative with the morphing thing. They do it a few times in the Sentai, but they do it a lot in the Power Rangers version. See? I like it. And this time they only have to say the call thing. Oh, that's a nice little attack thing. Too bad he waits till the last episode to do it. Now it's just you and me. You know what's fun about that last one is the two of them are actually still pretty close in real life. There's Sentinel Knight. In fact, when I saw the two of them at Power Morphicon a few years ago, they had a booth together, but they're the only Overdrive guys there. Oh, you hear her screaming? She's angry. You know, that thing really does look like a dustbuster with a little tube on the top. Also, it's supposed to shoot water, not pink, right? And look at the Battleizer actually being used in a fight. I mean, we're still getting full use of the CGI stuff. But how often do we see it actually come in contact with the bad guys and stuff? Wait, is it just the regular thing's going to take it out? Oh. Wow. I mean, it makes sense, but I kind of assumed that there'd be more of a sacrifice or of like Sentinel Knight or something. Wow, all that and it still didn't take him down. Oh. Okay, so there is more. Wow, he just downright murdered him. What did they see? I mean, yeah, he's got a little bit of skin messed up on his face, but...
Tell us Mac's going to be all right.
I've done all I can.
Even the monitor back there was sad about it.
No, Mr. Hartford. You build him once, and you can build him again.
Yes.
That he won't be Mac. Oh, okay.
Just something that looked like him.
You have saved the Corona Aurora, and I have returned to my true form. The universe will forever be in your debt. Why are you not celebrating?
We don't feel much like celebrating.
The valiant Red Warrior has fallen in service to the Corona Aurora. The Corona Aurora, powerful enough to make mankind tremble at the mention of its name. Powerful enough to destroy all life, and also capable of restoring.
You could bring Mac back to life.
You know, with,
Mac was never alive.
With, Sentinel Knight not having the special effects around him. He looks a little weird when he's in his normal form.
You must be mistaken, for I saw it with my own eyes. Pick the boy up.
Oh, this seems wrong. Weekend at Max. Okay, I like the effect messing with the bit on his cheek. Oh.
Alive. It's Mac. Yeah, I'm alive. You can
feel my heart racing at a mile a minute.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look at Annie's Pinocchio!
Thanks to you, Mr. Hartford. I've learned that being smart, it's something to be proud of. I'm going back to teaching.
Well, it's back to the track for me. I've still got the need for speed.
I've learned the importance of we, not I. And training a team of artifact recovery specialists to help with my work.
Dax. I think I know what you want. Starring role in a movie?
Yesterday's news, Mr. H. Now, I want to direct.
Oh, okay, sure.
See for Bella. I know she's out there somewhere.
Maybe not as far as you think.
Bella!
Why were they back there? That's weird.
It seems that this
thing.
Yeti.
There you go.
They were good.
Not a problem.
You
entire field of geraniums.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Not you, Spencer.
Oh.
I see that life has returned to normal.
Rose is very much in the 80s. It's kind of weird.
What about you, Mr. Hartford? What are you and Matt going to do?
Oh, Indiana Jones and Son? Yeah, looks like it. Why did they climb all the way up there just to jump off? Was there something they needed to grab? So they could be chased by a giant ball or something? That was a very pat ending. I mean, I liked the ending with, you know, Mac coming back. But at least there was some change. And they all lift at the same time, apparently. That's cool. Well, that does it for Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. You know, that wasn't as bad as I remembered. It wasn't great. But I liked the serialized storytelling. The acting was better than I remembered. Still not great, but better than I remembered. Especially even Dax, who was, yeah, he kind of gets overexcited or whatever. And it just not good acting. Tizan was probably my worst. Probably? Was probably what I would go with as worst, just because of some of his deliveries were very monotone. But, let's see, did anyone grow? Well, I guess Will did learn something. They had to tell you that he learned it, but actually, no, well, he did learn it over time, although he did keep going out on his own to do stuff a lot. So it's good that they told us that he learned this thing. And, not sure why Dax wants to direct now, but whatever. But it was good to see, Tizan and Vella back together. That was cool. And, I wonder what's going to happen with, Norg now that, I guess he's hanging out with the Hartfords, maybe? Anyway, well, that's going to do it for this time. Thank you all for listening. I hope you all at least somewhat enjoyed listening. Next time, we will begin our brand new series. Well, I say brand new for this show, not brand new for, Power Rangers in general. When we jump into Power Rangers Jungle Fury with the first part of a two-part intro episode, Welcome to the Jungle. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
Oh, Ken, oh,